Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God's blessing empowers our witness. Last week, we learned that we have a job to do. If we want to see Jesus come back to take us home, we need to share the good news with everyone. Jesus said that we didn't have to obey him in this great commission by ourselves, but we can go in his authority and with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, notice that Jesus said we are to be my witnesses. This isn't an action first, but they are actions that spring out of who we are. So we need to ask, how are we to be his witnesses? Answer, by being blessed by God. God has desired that we know the blessing of his presence since the very beginning. He instructed the priest to bless the people with these words, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The Hebrew word for peace in this passage is shalom. One of the most basic definitions for shalom is nothing missing. In other words, we are blessed people when we realize there is nothing keeping us back from God's presence. If you asked someone in the Old Testament where they thought God's presence was, they would probably point you to the Tent of Meeting or the Tabernacle in Jerusalem. But that was merely a foreshadowing of what God truly desired for his relationship with us. Jesus promised his followers, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." John chapter 14, verse 20. So, if Jesus is in the Father, and we are in him, that means we are also in the Father. In this position, we can experience the nearness to the Father that Jesus knows. See Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. This nearness is our source of peace. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. In this verse, the Greek word for peace is eirene, which means a soul at utter peace with God because it is assured of its eternal home in God's presence. Blessed people are abundant people. Blessed people have all their needs supplied so that they can be a conduit of blessing to others. Our increasing awareness of God's blessing empowers us to be witnesses for him. Let me take you back to the book of Psalms. In Psalm chapter 67, the psalmist asks for God's blessing on his life four times in just seven short verses. Why does he desire this blessing? It's not for himself, but for others. Look at just the first two verses of this psalm. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Recall that Jesus commissioned us to go to all nations, and that the Holy Spirit empowers our witness to all peoples. This psalmist is asking for God's blessing so that he can be a witness to everyone. Nine times he says that he desires that all nations or all peoples will know and worship the Most High God. God's blessing on his people is really so that all peoples and nations can see his blessing and turn to him. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life is to remind us that we are indeed blessed in Jesus and that we have a mission to fulfill in taking that blessing to others. The Holy Spirit positions us to be blessed in Christ. This blessing empowers us to be a witness to all peoples so that they can come to God through Jesus. It is good for us to pray for the Spirit's blessing on our lives so that we can be a blessing to all nations and all peoples. If you would like to check out all of the other messages in our series called We Are Pentecostal, I've shared a link in the show notes to all of those messages.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.